Hey Redhawks, welcome back to another episode of Philosophy Planet. This is Aruna Serene, and I am going to interview
Trisha Mallory.
Today our topic is going to be about social conformity and fitting society's standards, and kind of like obedience. So Trisha, how do you feel about social conformity, and to what extent should it be allowed, and how have your personal experiences really impacted it?
I feel like people shouldn't have to conform with others as long as they're being safe. Uh-huh. I feel like safety is a big issue when it comes to how like people should act. Cause like people some laws like indicate like laws are there for like. Sometimes people are like, oh, I'm breaking the laws because I want to be cool. And, but laws are there for a reason, and people should follow them because they keep you safe. I mean, think about it. People didn't wear their seatbelts because other people were wearing their seatbelts. They would die. And seatbelts are there for a reason, so people should don't die. So, yeah.
What personal experience have you had with dealing with social conformity, and how has it impacted you?
I mean, I go to high school, and people around me every day are making dumb mistakes, and it's important to yourself that you don't do that, because those mistakes can like potentially like kill you or like harm you forever. Yeah, so I try not to do that, and I try to be as like safe as I can when it comes to conforming with other people's like bad habits or beliefs. Or things I don't agree with.
What do you think does society need to address regarding social conformity?
I feel like in order to like improve social conformity, people need to stop posting every single opinion they have online. I feel like when people see other people's opinion, they believe that I have to like follow that, have that opinion. I think that's just absolutely wrong. People are entitled to think what they think, and even if it's something I don't agree with, I respect that it's their choice. And like that choice may not be like any like completely opposite of mine, but it's their choice, and we shouldn't fight them on that. We should try to like change their opinion in a like, respectful, like equal manner, like whether it's politics or like drugs or anything. And I think that's like an important way to make that difference.
Okay, so what do you think is a positive of social conformity?
I think one positive thing that can happen is changes, like positive changes that are happening in the world, whether it's the Me Too movement or like the environmental impact, that's being spread through social media and every like other possible ways.
Okay.
And that is like one positive thing about social conformity. And recently I saw a YouTube video where a popular YouTuber that's known for just posting gaming videos, posting a video about planting trees, and someone with like such a big platform spreading such a big message, that's a positive thing we see in social conformity, a positive thing we see online.
Right, that's so true. I think that social conformity doesn't only entail like what you see at school, like in its own box with like if you go to a school with uniforms, or with teenagers being insecure and forming little cliques, or with people obsessing over grades. I think if you look at it from a larger scale, just like you're saying, it has such a tremendous impact on humanistic movements, seeking civil rights, like we've seen in the past, currently in the Green, like New Deal you're seeing, and also the climate change movement. So all of these movements have a, like that they're making good sense to the world, and it depends on your perception, of course, but I think that social conformity is something that we often associate with negatively, but we shouldn't, because we're human beings and we all fit into a certain tribe, whether you're not like it or not. We all have our own morals, we stand by our own beliefs, and if you stand by your own morals and beliefs, you tend to fit in a certain tribe more than others, and there's nothing wrong with that. So
yeah,
it's part of evolution. Do you have any other thoughts over social conformity?
I think your opinions are entitled to you, and social conformity like can be viewed in so many different ways, whether you like it or you don't like it, and it's like up to you, and that's what society has become today. Like what we have right now is completely different from what we had 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Whether it's through like reform movements or like things like what we've been seeing every day. Conformity is like different for every era, and this era it's a mix of positive and negative things we've been seeing. And 100 years ago it was another more positive things or more negative things. Like it just depends on you and how you feel about it.
That's definitely there. I think all across history you see patterns with conformity, individuality, and the effects they play. So we grew up in a country that is very focused on the individual. It's very focused on our rights and how we stand for them, whereas there's other countries where your emotions are suppressed, your beliefs are suppressed, you're under it like basically a dictator. I definitely think it's quite interesting though to see how even if conformity may be a bad thing, sometimes when you tend to believe in free will, tend to be so free and individual, you actually tend to get influenced very easily, and that's what we've seen throughout American history. Even like whereas on the other side of the world, in many other places you don't even have a voice, it's kind of easier to stick together even if your knowledge is limited and if your free will is limited.
I agree.
So ending on that, I think it's interesting how our train of thought has led us from defining really kind of what social conformity is, how you've seen it through personal experiences, and how it's not only just deemed a bad thing, it's actually a good thing, to how it's contrary, individualism works out. So I think I definitely did learn a lot from you today, Trisha.
Thank you. I learned a bit too.
Thanks, Redhawks, for listening. Bye-bye.